All right, so are we just going to talk combine for 3 hours? Nah, screw that. We're going to do some beer. We're going to do some gambling. We're going to do some fun. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Saloon Door Brewing in Webster for Rock the Mic 2016. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master, back in studio, keeping us on air. The ninja running things out here at Saloon Door Brewing in Webster. If you want to get in today, your best bet you're going to have to text the show, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A-J is the real, R-E-A-L, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. And, of course, you can text the show, and it's a Friday. Weekend's here. Let's have some fun. And we got really good food, and we got really good beer down here. So if you're in the Webster area and looking for something to do, come and hang out at Saloon Door. Always get a good group down here and always get a lot of people drinking.
Yeah.
So that's what we're here for. What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff like that. What's going on with you?
Yeah, some pretty big MMA news today.
Some pretty disappointing MMA news for sure. And I'm almost tired of defending the dude, because I feel like I'm always the one who does it, because ever since he's started in the UFC, and maybe even a little before he started in the UFC, I was driving the Khabib Nurmagomedov hype train, and my God, that dude finds a way to not fight every time he's supposed to fight. It's always, and I understand, in that gym it happens a lot at AKA. That's the same gym as Luke Rockhold, same as Cain Velasquez, Daniel Cormier. They go hard in that gym, and dudes get hurt. This, though, is something different altogether. And if you haven't heard the news, Khabib, who was supposed to fight for the interim 155 title tomorrow night at UFC 209, was hospitalized this morning after issues with his weight cut, and is now, due to a doctor's recommendation, has been pulled from the card. So the fight is off, which is a huge – I mean, the day before the fight, that's a huge bummer. And
that
honestly,
seems to be happening a lot lately for different reasons. And none related to the other, of course, but it's just – it's really disappointing when it happens the day before.
You lose a lot of fights, man, and it's a – I get it's a tough game, but – weight cuts, and this is the second time he didn't technically miss weight this time, because he never made it to the scale, but he missed weight once in 2013. He's a big lightweight. I'm of the belief that if you miss weight one time, that's your warning. If you have an issue again with your weight, it should be mandatory that you're moved to another weight class. And there's guys like Anthony Johnson, who, you know, did it multiple times and finally settled it at 205. That dude was trying to fight at 170 pounds at one point, and he's a monstrous 205. You know, there's a lot of guys who have had this issue repeatedly, and Johnny Hendricks, who finally moved up a weight class and actually was successful in his debut at 185. But I feel like you should get that one time where it's a grace period, and I just don't see much of an excuse for missing weight. If I say I'm going to make a weight, that's the weight that I always made, whether it was wrestling in high school or fighting, or jiu-jitsu tournaments even. I've never missed weight. You just don't miss weight. It's unprofessional. And this is, I mean, if you can't even get to the scale because you have to go to the hospital, your weight cut's so bad, you missed weight. So yeah, it's a bummer to me. I've been saying for a while. I think he's the uncrowned champion at 155, and it looks like if he stays at 155, he'll continue to not be crowned because. No title for him, it looks like.
No, and that's something I know you can speak to with some expertise because I watched you cut weight down to, 185 twice. Yeah. And you made it both times and made it relatively easily. So, I'm kind of with you on that. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. That was a fight I was looking to for.
Oh, me too. More than the main event even.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer.
It's still a pretty decent card. I mean, they didn't lose the main event, which is the 170 championship fight between Woodley and Wonder Boy, a rematch between those two. And Mark Hunt versus Overeem is a cool fight. Lando Venata's on that card. He's like one of the top up-and-coming prospects in the UFC. But it definitely lost a little luster, in my opinion, with losing that fight.
Well, I have not been diving into the wall-to-wall combine coverage, but I did see that Leonard Fournette ran slower than they thought he was going to run. And
he ran slower than they thought?
Yeah. He was in the 4.5, so they were expecting him to be faster than that.
One guy clocked him at 4.48. I mean, he's a 240-pound man.
He was allegedly much faster than that. No. That was part of what made him such a beast.
I figure 4.5 to me is a good time for him. I think most people were upset about the fact that he came in weighing 240 pounds, which by far the heaviest of the running backs. His vertical jump was atrocious. I think there was a punter that had a better vertical than him. But at the end of the day, you're not asking your running back to go out there and jump really high.
He's
more of a run you over than jump over you type guy.
And but I think he was expected to be in the 4.4s, and I guess at that weight, you're not going to run in the 4.4s.
Yeah, I know one team clocked him at 4.48. I can't imagine that too many teams are scared. I mean, that 4.5 number is scary to them because a guy that size, a 4.5 is pretty damn good.
Yeah.
And if you're thinking you're going to, find a guy running a 4.3 at that size. You're just that they don't exist.
No, and if he's 230 though, I bet he's running 4.45.
Maybe.
And I think that's part of the problem.
And he said it's a lot of water weight, which maybe that hurt him in the vertical as well. He'll have his pro day. And I still think he's the top running back in the draft. I can't imagine that teams are going to look at that and go, oh, 4.45, can't draft him now.
240 is where I would be concerned.
That is a bit concerning.
I mean, I don't want to.
You don't want Ron Dane 2.0?
I don't want to put Eddie Lacy on him.
Okay.
But, yeah, that would be a little bit of a concern for me. And also story that the Browns were seriously considering Trubisky with the number one pick. Good luck.
Well, that'd be pretty Brownsy of them.
I still think with that 12th pick, you're going to get a decent quarterback. Why waste it there?
And I still think Jonathan Allen's a special player. He's so explosive. I think it would be so difficult for me to pass on him just as a player. I mean, if I had the very first pick, I don't think I could pass on him. Even if I needed a quarterback, I could not pass on Jonathan Allen for Mitch Trubisky. Yeah. I just can't imagine you put both their film on and say, you know what? This is the guy we really – I just can't picture that.
Let's take the guy who started 1 year in college and take him number one overall.
I mean, it would
– and really was not that impressive in his 1 year. He was good. I wouldn't say he blew me away, though.
Right. But, it would by no stretch be a good pick. I don't think – I can't imagine him – living up to that number one potential. I can't imagine him living up to first round potential, but
late first round, you want to take any one of these guys? Fine. I'm fine with it. But, boy, with the number one pick, even 12 might be a stretch for that guy. I guess I see all of these quarterbacks that they're looking at as 20 to 32 at best kind of guys. But we shall see. Somebody's going to go a lot higher than that. They always do.
I think but there's so many defensive prospects. I've been saying, I think Jonathan Allen's the best player in the draft. I think Myles Garrett's a good player. I think Solomon Thomas is a really good player. You're passing on guys like that who may be cornerstone-type guys.
Right.
for years on a guy who
and you stockpile picks, draft the next draft quarterbacks for the next three.
Right. I mean, but you're trading him for a guy who might turn into something one day. I mean, that it just doesn't make sense to me. But the way that NFL teams, particularly bad NFL teams, use the top of the draft, it's just off for me.
All right, 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. And you'll also need that number in a little bit because we've got a giveaway for you. We are at Saloon Door Brewery in Webster. And if you've not been here and you're in the area, you need to get your butt here. And we're going to be here till 7 o'clock doing the show. About to dive into some of that beer here in just a minute. But, you know, maybe Leonard Fournette wouldn't have shown up at 240 pounds if he'd tried some Blue Apron.
Maybe.
Because that is quality food, and it's healthy food. It's affordable, less than $10 a person per meal, and they've got a great variety. You can choose a variety of new recipes every week, or you can let them surprise you, which is really cool. My wife and I like to go online and just pick out the things we want when we order. They're flexible. And you can customize your recipes. And some of these recipes are so good, you're going to want to keep them and use them later, because that's what we do. And the best part, for a knucklehead like me, it's easy. Each meal comes with a step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe card, pre-portioned ingredients, and can be prepared in 40 minutes or less.
Yeah, my wife actually cooked some salmon and broccoli, a salmon and broccoli recipe with nice. A lemon aioli that was off one of the old recipe cards last night. So, I mean, you can reuse these recipes. They're always great. And their Freshness Guaranteed program promises that every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook, or they'll make it right. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/blitz. You're going to love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/blitz. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Saloon Door Brewing in Webster, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Saloon Door in Webster. And if you're just getting off work, come on by, hang out, get your beer on. They have a terrific selection to choose from. And I'm about to dive into one of these on the next break, I think. But, man, some of these things, they've got great TVs here. It's all on the walls. And you want to come and watch your sports, this is the place to do it. And I keep looking at these talking head shows on ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
And man, some of the topics, like, is there cause for concern for the Warriors after a loss to the Bulls?
Of course, yes. It's a panic.
Oh, my God. Do you really have to do that? 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Fred and AJ, if you were the Browns, would you rather draft Jonathan Allen or trade the top pick for Clowney?
I'd rather draft Jonathan Allen.
Yeah, I think I would, too. And besides, you can't really...
I mean, it's not really possible.
No.
And also, I think Jonathan Allen can be every bit the player Clowney is, and without the health concerns.
Younger, and yeah, hasn't had the knee issues.
And maybe more NFL ready than Clowney was. He's definitely a better college player than Clowney was.
Right. The reason you would do something like that is if you were close right now.
Right.
And you want a guy that you can kind of grow up with, and that's, you know, so I would stay put with that. But I don't think they're going to do it anyway. I think they're going to take a quarterback. Yeah, why does everybody want to trade J.J. Watt and trade Jadeveon Clowney? What's up with that?
I don't know.
Unfortunately, you can't really do it.
Nope. Or fortunately.
Yeah, depends on your perspective. But I know people love to throw those things out there, but it's almost impossible to do. And in both those guys' cases, it's not going to happen. See what the Bengals' asking price for A.J. McCarron is?
No.
Second-round pick.
I'd kick the tires on it.
I certainly would, too. I think, well, first off, we know.
I would have used a second-round pick on him when.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I would have done that 3 years ago.
The year he came out, I would have said use a second-round pick on him.
God, there were so many quarterbacks in that draft that I would have taken. and they waited for Tom Savage. That one to me to this day. You know, so they jumped up and took Bridgewater over you, but Derek Carr and Jimmy Garoppolo and A.J. McCarron, those are all guys that I would have loved to have seen them bring in. And if they take any of them in the second round, I wouldn't have complained.
Nope.
You know what? All right. Good call. But no. They got Xavier Suafilo out of the deal.
That's it.
If I were the Texans, absolutely. That's another guy. That's one of those backups that I think might be something that I like coming out of college. And you know, I kind of put him in the Garoppolo, and I throw Brett Hundley into that conversation as well, that you don't know. It's another guy you don't know what you're getting. And, of course, we know Bill O'Brien's track record with that. They've all worked out so well. But, yeah, I would give up a second for that.
Yeah.
Well, what's your second-round pick going to be? Another Brandon Harris?
Right.
Yeah, you're going to go draft somebody else who doesn't make the team? So I think if that's really the asking price, I'm on the phone. I'll do it. In fact, if I'm playing Rick Smith, I do that right now.
I think so, too.
And I might even throw in a sixth. I might even throw in another pick there.
I mean, and at this point, if you give up a second-round pick, it's basically for a – I mean, it's for a glorified tryout.
Right. You bring him in for a year. If he turns out to be your guy, you sign him.
Yep.
And if he's not your guy, well, use the second-round pick.
Yeah.
Trump Bevo says the Browns going quarterback with the first in this quarterback class is the most Brown thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that's fair. Jay Mark says, what round do you see Mixon going in? I have said this all along. I'll be surprised if he gets drafted. I think somebody will sign him as an undrafted free agent, and it'll be one of those teams that don't give a bleep what people think.
I think he'll go in somewhere between the third and the fifth round.
Yeah, I'll go with undrafted. I'll take the over on that.
Okay.
Somebody might do it in the sixth or seventh, but, man, that's a lot of – and honestly, that's a guy you should bring to the combine so the teams can talk to him about it. Because more important than these 40s and all this crap these guys are doing,
are these interviews.
Yeah. And you'd like for teams to be able to talk to him and find out what the deal is. And I think in most cases, it's going to come down to it's going to take an owner that's willing to take the hit on that.
Yeah.
And that's where I would look to someplace like maybe in Tennessee where we don't even know who owns a team anymore. It'd have to be somebody like that.
Maybe so.
But because you know there's a lot of organizations that are just going to say, no, we're not dealing with this. There's other running backs out there, and you know he may be a third-round talent, but stuff like that will make you drop. And I would be surprised. I'll be surprised if he's drafted at all. I'll be less surprised if it's like a seventh-round flyer.
Okay. I think somebody's going to invest in the guy.
But who would you think would do it?
There's plenty of teams. I could see the Lions being a team that do it. The Jets, maybe.
Since old Lady Ford took over, though, she's, you know, I don't know if she'd do that. The Jets, boy, that you put that guy in that media market.
Yeah.
You know, that's, you know, again, that there's, and I'm not talking about on-field. I'm talking about all the off-field issues that come with it. That's, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I the old Raiders would have done it.
How about the Chiefs? They didn't seem to have a problem with it.
Yeah, and they're kind of in a market where nobody really cares.
And look at the NFL today. NFL, did you see that tweet from the NFL? They were wishing Tyreek Hill a happy birthday.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see maybe them, especially now that they've cut Jamal Charles.
Charles, yeah.
And maybe the Bengals because they take everybody.
Yeah. Although they're pretty solid at that position.
Yeah, yeah. Cody says the Browns should just go quarterback every round until they find their guy. There's some years I'd have been okay with that.
Not this year.
Not this year.
And if you want to go every round after the first, okay. But
yeah, that I might be okay with.
They've got some. I mean, they. This is not a bad draft. This is a good draft class. It's just bad for quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And
well, quarterbacks and offensive linemen are pretty weak in this draft.
Yeah.
Which.
But my goodness.
From a Texans perspective, guess what you need?
Yeah, those two things. But let's not go overdrafting those guys just because, you know, because that's what you think you need. You don't. That doesn't mean you use your first pick on them.
Whenever teams reach like that, it usually doesn't work out. JF288, most 49er thing ever. Good luck with this dude. Either Kizer sucks or Coach Kelly does. I say both because apparently John Lynch said Kizer blew the doors off the 49ers in their interview.
All right.
That guy. He's going to be a bust. I'll go on record right now. I think he's going to be a bust. So,
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Amasa, I think you're astute in negotiations. You ever ask for what you truly want or more? I wonder if teams do the same. You always start with more than what you want. At least I do.
Yeah.
And then you work down from there. It's always fun when you start with more than what you want and they say yes right away. That usually means that, oh, damn it, I could have gotten even more. That's and I was talking to a friend of mine about that the other day. And so he asked for a certain amount for something, and they said yes right away. It's like, ah, damn it. You feel good that you got what you wanted, but you also feel like, oh, I left some money on the table there. Foster, what do you need to see from Osweiler to make you guys a believer?
I need to see a starting quarterback in front of him.
I need to see him be a backup.
Yeah, I'd like to see how he does as a backup quarterback in the NFL. Like, what could you have possibly seen out of Osweiler this year that gives you any hope that there's something worth believing in? I don't remember that day. You know? I remember the day when he almost passed for 200 yards, but he didn't throw any picks, and everybody was like, hey, wasn't the worst day, right? Huh? I mean, jeez.
Yeah, remember that game he passed for 99 yards?
I remember.
You remember that game?
Not on one play.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that 99 was yards. In the whole game.
You remember that fourth quarter of that game against the Patriots where he started throwing interceptions?
I remember that too, yeah.
No, there's nothing that's going to make me believe in this guy. And I think I tried to give him more of a chance than anybody. It tried to look for the positives throughout his
I don't think you did more season. Than anybody. I think there was a lot of fans because, like, I remember about, you know, and I actually applauded the signing. So I wasn't, like, you know, one of these guys who I knew it all along.
Right.
But after about 3 or 4 weeks, I said, this guy's just not good. This isn't like
I kept giving him the opportunity to get better as the season went on, but
it never did.
About week 6, 7, 8, when he's regressing,
yeah,
significantly from week to week. That's when I kind of said,
well,
all right.
And they were winning games, so people were like, oh, well, he's winning. It doesn't really matter. In the end, it matters.
But you can never, if you have a starting quarterback who's upside down on touchdowns to interceptions, then he is not playing well, and there's.
Especially on a team that wins.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he is holding you back. All right, guys, now's the time to save big on cleaning your carpets, your air ducts, your tiles, your upholstery with Dirt-Free Carpet. Right now, they'll do one room free with any purchase, which means you pay for one room. They'll clean the second one absolutely free. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373. Go chemical-free with Dirt-Free. They use powerful engines to create high-pressure steam. Made from their patented super water, your carpets are fresh, deep clean without soap or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. They do it all. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet. Tell them you heard about it here. You'll get one room of carpet cleaned free with any purchase. That's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.
This is the Blitz. The Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. We are at Saloon Door Brewery in Webster. And if you have not been out here yet and you're in the area, this is your place to come hang out. Matter of fact, if you're just getting off work, get your butt in the car and get over here right now. And very easy to find. 105 Magellan Circle in Webster. It's right. It's less than a half mile behind the Cinemark. Just punch it into your GPS. It'll get you here. Very easy to find, really close to 45, which was not brutally crowded today.
No.
Getting down here, which was also cool. But you're going to be in rush hour, so you know it's going to suck. So just get off the highway, come down here, hang out till 7, drink some beer with us, and then go home. That'd be my humble suggestion.
It works.
Wanted to mention that a little thing about Houston sports and stuff starting next week.
I've got a whole bunch of new people that are going to be doing those daily updates that I do. Some fun folks. Barry Laminek's going to do a day for me. Lamont's going to do a day. Disco. So a lot of the people that you hear us talk about on Twitter and things like that. Holly's going to do one. And so we've got enough advertising now that I can actually pay people to fill in for me.
It's always nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's also it's a pain in the ass for running a business, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know this. When you had your website, little stuff that comes up like ad links going to the wrong place.
Yeah, except we didn't. We weren't making enough money to outsource, so Barry and I did it all.
Yeah, well, it started off Steven and I were doing it all, and now we're actually going to start having other people do stuff, and I'm really excited about it. It's taken off, and hopefully you guys will enjoy what they do. And I admit, doing it every single day, I think, was there's some days it's harder than others to just constantly come up with something. But with people doing it once a week, then I think you're going to get better stuff. And I'm pretty excited about it. And we've got a new owner who's going to jump in since Steven is off the Facebook. Our good buddy Shannon Parker now is part of the site, and she's going to be involved and handle all the web stuff. So pretty exciting. Somebody asking, what kind of beer are we drinking? I'm having the Tasty AF, which is the peanut butter chocolate milk stout.
Yeah, I'm just going straight peanut butter milk stout. No chocolate in my milk stout.
I wonder if you just got a chocolate and a peanut butter and just poured them together. If it would
do the cuvée.
Yeah,
maybe.
The same thing. But, yeah, that's what I'm having. And that's probably my favorite one down here. I like all their nitro stouts, and I've had them all now. And I like stouts and porters, but those are my favorite ones here. So 713-780-ESPN. Hey, I got a chance to listen to a little bit of Jerome and Barry. Well, quite a bit of Jerome and Barry today. That was a good show. Those guys did a good job, man. That was fun to listen to. Most of the time, I'm even the people I like, I can't listen to very much.
Yeah.
It's just like, all right, now I'm going to go back to music. But I did not switch to music on them until it got to commercial. So that's a good sign.
Good for them.
Yeah. Yeah, that was first time they've ever worked together, too. All right, 713-780-3776. Hey, why don't I give something away?
Why not?
I like giving things to the people. How about rodeo tickets?
Well, look at you.
How about rodeo tickets for Aaron Watson? Let's rodeo, Houston. Want a pair of tickets to the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo to see Aaron Watson Tuesday, March the 7th at NRG Stadium. Experience great music, wild rodeo action, a huge carnival, and more. Tickets are just $10 on value Wednesdays. Get yours today at RodeoHouston.com. Brought to you by the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. Caller number 29.
All right.
Pulling that out at random.
I just had to Google Aaron Watson because I had no idea who that was.
Well, I don't either.
But is
he good?
He's got a cowboy hat. That's,
okay, so that must mean he's a country guy.
It looks that way.
And I'll sing some country songs
he's
for
an
you.
American singer from Amarillo, Texas.
Amarillo.
His earliest musical influences were classic country records by George Jones, Merle Haggard, and Willie Nelson that his parents listened to.
That's a good collection right there, yeah. That's a good influences. If you're from Texas and weren't influenced by Willie Nelson, even as a rock guy, I was influenced by Willie Nelson.
He released his first album, Aaron Watson, Singers and Songwriters, in 1999.
Wow.
And followed that up with Texas Cafe in 2000. His third album, Shut Up and Dance, in 2002, was the first time he got radio airplay and national attention that somehow avoided both of us. So,
interesting.
Yeah, I don't know much about him, but somebody's going to win tickets to him.
Yeah, and they probably right about now are finding out they're winning.
Yeah, when a guy's been around since 1999 and I've never heard of him, maybe that's on me.
Well, I haven't heard of him either, so it's also on me. I shame myself for that.
Okay.
Speaking of shame,
his new album's called Vaquero. I kind of like that.
Yeah, because you always like to talk about the Vaqueros de Dallas.
Yeah.
I also have another thing that I'm kind of ashamed of in that I don't know who Gennady Golovkin is.
Yeah. John, who is our update guy?
Matt Pauly.
Matt Pauly? Where does he live? What rock does he live under?
I'm not sure.
Okay, because I'm just kind of baffled because that Gennady Golovkin guy.
Yeah.
At least he got Golovkin right, I think.
He's in Milwaukee? He's from Milwaukee? Does he live here? Where does he live, John?
I don't know.
How did he get the job doing updates for us? He's in Milwaukee? Ugh, we need to fire that guy, John. He sucks. I mean, I'm not trying to do that job, but we can find someone who's at least under – I mean, it's probably the – that'd be like saying Manny Pacquiao. Come on. It's not like it's some –
No, it's Manny.
It's not like it's some third-rate fighter who's fighting this. I mean, it's – come on. Get with the program, Pauly.
I can't wait for that Canelo fight.
I can't either.
That's a guy I can't wait to see. Hey, we screw up names sometimes, but you know what? When I was doing updates, I would always go if I didn't, I wasn't sure about somebody. I would always go listen online to how their name was pronounced, because you get one shot in an update.
Yeah, I haven't. I did updates for maybe the first 3 months of my radio career, and I hated it. I thought it was stupid, and it was a big deal for me. Like when they asked me to do the morning show there, I was like, "I'll do it," but I'm not doing updates. So you have to find someone else to do that. So, and everywhere else I've gone, it's always been like, "You're not going to ask me to do updates, are you?" Because that's sometimes they try to you know, radio.
Oh yeah,
it's a cheap industry. They try to get you to do an extra job if they can.
It wasn't that long ago when we were doing the noon to two show. I had to do updates during the show. I think you were here.
I think I was, yeah.
Yeah.
And I just remember thinking, I'm never doing that. Because I had talked to him about that. I was like, that's not an option for me.
If he takes a day off, somebody else has got to do it.
Yep,
no way
it ain't
going to
be me. But when I was doing updates, if there was a name that I thought I was going to struggle with, I would just not include that name in the update. I'd say, oh, well, I'm going to leave that story out.
Yeah.
Because
he couldn't leave that out because that's sponsored content. That's, you know, HBO Presents.
But that's also, I mean.
Gennady.
Gennady Golovkin is like the star level where if you're a casual sports fan, you know who that guy is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so. And maybe it's because we do so much boxing, we expect more out of people. But I'm a little surprised by that.
But maybe we should take a Twitter poll.
Yeah.
Is Gennady Golovkin a name that even ultra-casual sports fans are familiar with? Because I feel like it is.
I'm going to go maybe not.
Because that would be like, I mean, I think it's the equivalent of him saying Miguel Cotto will fight this weekend. Right?
Yeah, I think he's on that.
I think he's the same level as Miguel Cotto.
Yeah.
So if it said Miguel Cotto or Miguel Cotto will be fighting this weekend, I think that's the equivalence of that bonehead move. So I'll post a Twitter poll.
Yeah,
and I'll get to the bottom
curious.
Of this.
Yeah, because maybe we're just being too hard on the guy. On Pauly. Every time I hear anybody named Pauly, I think of Goodfellas. It's only because Pauly didn't have to move
Obi-Wan,
for anyone.
Obi-Wan says, any thoughts on the Danny Garcia versus Keith Thurman fight this weekend? No real thoughts on that fight. Phillip says, I'm a semi-fighting fan. I've only heard him called Triple G. I think that's what most people do.
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess he's just reading copy.
Yeah, a lot of texters said, big sports fan, no clue who he is.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
In fact, it's running about 8-2 that people have never heard of him. Which is weird if you listen to the show, because we do talk about him quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm like a fanboy.
Well, he's also probably one of my favorite fighters. He and that Kovalov guy. Those are my two favorites. Says you could say that, but a reporter couldn't tell Adrian Peterson was standing in front of him.
But he's not a sports reporter.
No.
I mean, this guy, seemingly his job is a sports update guy. You would think he'd know something about updates or about sports.
Yeah, 614 says, if I did not listen to your show, I wouldn't know who those boxers were. That may be fair. See, that's the thing. I think we're probably closer to it than most people. So,
well.
All right. Well, most people saying no. And I'm also getting several texts, and I got one tweet about it. Are the horses running tonight? Absolutely. We're just not out there tonight. I will be out there tomorrow night for camel and ostrich racing, and I will have my camel, Donald Hump, who will hopefully win. And
what happened last night?
Well, it's tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
They're doing it Friday, Saturday. So
okay, are you going to be keeping an eye on that?
Yeah, I'm going to have some insiders tell me which one of the four camels wins. And then hopefully I'll have the first draft pick again because, you know, I have some.
You've got some pull. You've got some pull. Sway out there.
And that's the one I'll go for. Unless it's a really close race and then the second camel almost got there and was probably going to beat him with a better start, then I'll take the second camel.
Okay.
But I am going to put.
You're going to go with Donald Hump?
Yes, that was the name of the camel.
Why not Donald Humps?
Because it's not Donald Trump.
Because then I know, but then it's like a play on words kind of. It's an innuendo as well. I kind of like that.
Well, it's too late. It's already in the program. It's Donald Hump.
Oh,
you know, you had 2 weeks. You had 2 weeks to change this.
Yeah, I didn't think about that until now. But Donald Humps would have been way funnier.
Well, yeah, it would have. But I wasn't trying to be disrespectful either.
Or you could have said grab her by the hump. That could have been that could have been a good camel name.
Yeah, it does you no good to come up with these now.
I know. I guess next year. There's always next year.
Jay says, reason I know Triple G is because of your show, and HBO wouldn't know who he was if he punched me in the face. Boxing is dead. Maybe so. Maybe so.
I disagree.
All right, guys. I have to tell you.
That guy's a star.
About my favorite website. If you're going to, if you're not going to make it to the track tonight, like I'm not, you know where I'm going to play. I'm going to sit at home. And hit usracing.com. And this is a cool site. Not only are you able to get on there and bet on over 200 tracks, but they've got features, winning race analysis, interviews, free handicapping tips, and they offer daily rebates. And you can bet on horses, jockeys, and even trainers. The bets are safe, fun, and secure. And new players can qualify for a $150 sign-up bonus. You can use Visa and MasterCard for your instant deposit and quick payouts, man. You get paid fast. They have the fastest payouts of any online horse racing site. And the best part, mobile horse betting. I did this the other night. I was messing around with Delta Downs, and I was sitting in the bar betting on Delta Downs from my mobile phone. How cool is that? They got free horse racing news, cash bonuses. And the best part, too, if you're a volume player like I am, horse betting rebates up to 8%. You're going to get paid on all your horse betting with no limits, and they've got great customer support. The customer comes first at BetUS Racing. They deliver quality service to every player. Get your blood rushing again right now. And, hey, man, some big, big prep races tomorrow that you want to get in on. Go to usracing.com or call 1-844-US-RACING now to set up your account. usracing.com.
Yeah, these old boots have roots. They told the mark and walk the line. Girl, only you can make them shine. Yeah, these old boots.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Saloon Door Brewing in Webster, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Saloon Door Brewing in Webster. And come join us. I want to thank Shock for getting us a beer. Somebody's asking how many beers you're going to have on air today. Probably no more than two. That's kind of my limit because I have to drive home.
That's what I'm going to go with.
But one of our good friends is here, and she can't have any beer because she gave it up for Lent. Which, you know what? I'll go on record. You know what I gave up for Lent?
That's a stupid call. You know what I gave up for Lent? Catholicism.
Yeah, religion.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah. No, I'm giving up religion. I'm giving up fun. I'm giving up anything that makes me happy.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's exactly what Jesus said in the Bible.
That's what he wants.
Yeah. Get out of here. 713-780-ESPN. Want to let you know, download the ESPN 97.5 app available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcasts. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store. Download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. Drink of Ages tonight at 9 o'clock. So, man, a lot of people weighing in that don't know who Golovkin is.
You want me to check on my Twitter
poll?
Yeah,
why don't you check your Twitter poll?
Let's see what the latest update is. 48 votes. I said, is Gennady Golovkin a name that casual sports fans know? Is it embarrassing that our update guy doesn't know who he is? The choices are shameful, and no, he isn't that famous. We have 48 votes.
That's pretty good.
63% shame.
Okay.
37% no, he isn't that famous.
Okay. Interesting.
Of course, the majority of people that follow me on Twitter are
They're boxing MMA guys. Yeah.
Right.
So, MMA guys are going to know most of the boxing guys. Well, most of the texts, I'm going to say on the text line, it's running about 80-20.
Okay. Well.
So.
Jesus says, I know every other boxer you named in the segment and can ID them. Didn't know Golovkin by name, but I recognize his picture. I mean, am I the only one who gets, like, insanely happy when he fights?
No, watching that. And the best thing about him is he's always on regular HBO.
Right. Well, the best thing about him is the post-fight interviews.
Yeah.
Let's face it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's a good boy. I mean, it sounds like Borat talking. Mm. Like, if Borat had these hands, I mean, that's what Gennady Golovkin would be.
Yeah, he... I love watching the guy. And the best part... And he's funny because he's such a good showman. I don't think people realize that. He'll let guys hit him.
Yeah.
He'll just let guys hit him just to say, you're not hurting me.
And he knocks everyone out.
Yeah. Oh, well. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. I guess I learn something new every day, AJ.
Hey, Ian Rappaport with a tweet that may... And let me make sure this is the real Ian Rappaport Twitter. 1.22 million followers verified. Okay.
It could be Ian Rappaport.
This is the actual real Ian Rappaport. As the Redskins and 49ers discuss a potential trade for Kirk Cousins in the near future, the Cowboys may be in that as well. It says a potential and unprecedented three-way deal forward or being played forward. The 49ers inquire about Cousins. Redskins talk about Tony Romo. Cowboys get draft picks.
I can't imagine the Cowboys would trade Tony Romo to the Redskins. I cannot imagine that.
It seems outlandish.
That seems impossible to me that they would do that. That anyone in that organization would say, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you're getting something for him, but you're giving him to a division rival, and if it turns out he's healthy and that team beats you, that's not good.
No.
That is not going to go over well. I think, now, of course, if you cut him and he decides to go there on his own, I guess if that's a possibility, and if you've talked to him and he said that, then maybe this way you at least get something for him. And he keeps getting paid the same money. So I guess from that perspective, it makes a little sense.
Right.
But, man, if you're Cowboys, that's one of the last places you want to see him, right?
I would think so. I mean, that's that would be a bold move. Because if Tony Romo still has something in the tank, and... Well, yeah. I mean, let me ask you this. Would it shock you... If Tony Romo had a better season next year than Dak Prescott?
Not at all, no.
Me neither. So if Tony Romo goes and has a better season than Dak Prescott in D.C. for the Redskins, that would be a bad look.
Yeah.
That would be a bad look for the Cowboys.
That would make a lot of Cowboy fans' heads explode. Disco said she gave up cookies yesterday after a month of no booze. She got drunk and then ate a box of Thin Mints and remembered why I'm not Catholic. Yeah, I even when I was a kid, and I grew up Catholic, even when I was a kid, I sucked at Lent. I mean, I never would give up anything I liked because I kind of feel like, what's the point?
Yeah.
I know that's what you're supposed to do, but oh well. All right.
I got to tell you guys about Allied Outdoor Solutions. Fred, did you notice the weather's awesome today?
The weather is unbelievably awesome today.
So people are going to want to spend more time outdoors. That's just the way it works. But a lot of people have ugly back patios or ugly pool decks, faded out pool decks that look like hell, and then it's not as much fun to spend your time out there. That's why they need to call the guys at Allied Outdoor Solutions. They can renovate that old beat-up looking concrete with a carved stone overlay. It gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for way less money. It's trialed, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. Currently got a blank slate in the backyard? No problem. Allied will build it from the ground up. Whether you want to go with a functional concrete patio or you want to go big boy and get the outdoor kitchen with the patio covered, the whole 9 yards, they can do that as well. They can help you save money. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months and then help you on residential and commercial projects. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over and get a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less money from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom I-10 in the Beltway or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.